Blog Talk Radio.
NYPA Entertainment Radio live here on Blog Talk. It's your boy KG broadcasting live from NYPA Studios here in cloudy, chilly Philadelphia University City area. Thanks for joining me live today, or if you listen to this episode on the download on the back end, you know, on demand, appreciate that also. There's a lot to get into. Excuse me, as a program note, no show next week. I'll be back on the air on the 24th of April, so no show next week on the 17th. If you're listening to it now, live as it's happening on the 10th, no show on the 17th. Be back up on the 24th, ready to get down and getting all of that stuff. I don't know what I'm saying. Anyway, but no show next week, back up live on the 24th. So like I said, it's a whole lot to get into. Let me see. Let's get started. Will Smith banned from Academy Events programs for 10 years for slapping Chris Rock at Oscars. The Academy of Motion Pictures and Sciences has decided that Will Smith will be banned from attending any Academy events or programs, including future Oscars, for a period of 10 years. The Academy's Board of Governors made the decision Friday, nearly 2 weeks after Smith slapped Chris Rock on stage at the Oscars. The 94th Oscars were meant to be a celebration of many individuals in our community who did incredible work this past year. However, those moments were overshadowed by the unacceptable and harmful behavior we saw Mr. Smith exhibit on stage. The Academy said in the statement, and they continue, this action we are taking today in response to Will Smith's behavior is a step towards a larger goal of protecting the safety of our performers and guests and restoring trust in the Academy. We also hope this can begin a time of healing, restoration for all involved and impact. The ban takes place, took effect April 8th. Or 2 days ago. I will accept and respect the Academy's decision, Smith said in a brief statement. After the slap that was witnessed around the world, Smith sat down and yelled obscenities to Chris Rock. Since that night, Smith has issued a series of apologies. The Academy also apologized for its handling of the situation and allowing Smith to stay and accept the Best Actor Award for King Richard. Quote, during our telecast, we did not adequately address the situation in the room. For this, we are sorry, the Academy said. This was an opportunity for us to set an example for our guests, viewers, and our Academy family around the world, and we fell short and unprepared for the unprecedented. In a statement in the days following the Oscar, the Academy said Smith was asked to leave the ceremony but refused. It's not clear how the message was delivered to Smith or what form it took, and several media outlets reported that he was never formally told to leave the Dolby Theater. Los Angeles Times reported in a story this past Thursday that Oscar producer Will Packer told Smith officially, "We don't want you to leave. We want you to stay." The band meets Smith will not be presenting one of the major awards at next year's Oscars as a tradition for the Best Actor Oscar winner. The Academy, in its Friday statement, also expressed deep gratitude to Mr. Rock for maintaining his composure under extraordinary circumstances. The Academy's statement did not address whether Smith could be nominated for Oscars. The Academy statement did not address whether Smith could be nominated for Oscars during his 10-year ban, nor did it take any action to revoke Smith Academy Award. Hollywood Insider has speculated that Smith's punishment could include a ban on future nominations. They could create a ban for him being nominated, which could have a trickle-down effect on the career, because any Oscar film or would-be Oscar film wouldn't probably think twice about casting him, because it would cast a pall on the production. Got to unpack here in this situation here. So pretty much I knew it was going to happen. They was going to ban. I know for 10 years. However, some say the ban is too excessive, but they have to make an example out of him. So they're going to ban him, which I kind of seen that coming. What they did here, he's 53, he'll be 53 in 10 years. So what they did, and that's a little strategy here, like they did this in a way, indirectly affect his bank account. So his price tag right now is 20. With this ban, it's been cut down to either 15 to maybe 10 or maybe even less. With that being said, studios like to win Oscars, like teams in sports like to win championships. So I said it last week, and I said it a week before that. If he came out with 5 stellar films, now within the span of 10 years, 5 stellar films that was just classic across the board, made money hand over fist, it would not be touched. Now, the Oscars is rigged. Everyone knows that. It is rigged. It's based on votes, on who you like, who you don't like, what race, what sex, all that stuff. It's all rigged. It's not a lottery pick. It's not blindfold. It's all this whole thing. All award shows are rigged to a degree. So with that being said, maybe near the tail end of the 10-year ban, possibly they might reconsider, but the first few years, no way, nay, nay, he's going to be a part of anything. Now, any film that would want him as a leader supporting might not want to touch him, because he could be box office poison if it's an Academy Award-looking script. So now he affected his millions. So for those, these morons that said, oh, he did the right thing by slapping him, okay, now you're his wife or his girlfriend. Now you're like, your way of living has to be shredded down a little bit, because you're not getting paid what you used to get paid at the time. Mm-hmm. Now how do you feel about that? Because as soon as your lifestyle gets scaled back, you're going to say, no one told you to go up there and slap him. That's the first thing you're going to say to him. And you morons out there who said, yeah, he did the right thing, it's like, no, he didn't. Feel what you feel, but there's a way of handling that at a better time. And now it's going to cost the millions, possibly billions, because he can't. No one wants to do anything with him right now. No one wants to work. You know, there's things being postponed. Case in point, Bad Boys 4 has been postponed. The most highly anticipated films featuring Will Smith has been postponed indefinitely if he deals with the fallout with Chris Rock. Will Smith fans can't forget about seeing him reunite with fellow comedian Lawrence anytime soon. According to Hollywood Reporter, pre-production on the highly anticipated flick Bad Boys 4 has been halted indefinitely. Will Smith received 40 pages of the script of Bad Boys 4 prior to the Oscars in production on the movie. Was moving forward, but will now be paused after he smacked Chris Rock in the face on March 27th. The movie is one of the several projects that Will has lined up with Netflix and Sony, and both companies have shelved their projects with the veteran actor. Will's other movie, Fast and Loose, has also been paused, and Apple has yet to announce the release date of his highly anticipated movie, Emancipation, which is in post-production. However, the pause on producing Bad Boys 4 is a big deal. The first flick, Bad Boys, took in over $141 million worldwide at the box office when it was released in 1995. The sequel nearly doubled for $242 in 2003, and the follow-up, Bad Boys for Life, $430 million in global tickets. The news about the pause on Bad Boys comes on the fallout, as this one said. Then that is when the comedian lost his temper and went to the stage and so forth. Now, and then it just pretty much repeats in terms of what happened. This is an example right here. He's losing a lot of money already. Anything he had planned or was going to plan is on pause, because even maybe the actors might want to work with him, but there are people around him that's like, nope, he's poisoned. It's not going to happen. So movie-wise, his shit is just on pause. Now, he could dip into television and do something like that possibly, but his film career right now is stale, stagnant, and it's not going to move for a long time. At least a couple of years in to the band, possibly. Right now, he's screwed himself up. Hopefully, the Bel Air show, which was signed for 2 years, won't be done after the second year because of this. Hopefully, they don't use an excuse like, oh, it slipped in the ratings like 1 point, and they decided to cancel it because of him. That's how vindictive Hollywood can be, period. So
I see it happening. They're going to cancel that show.
Was it worth it is the question. Was it worth it is the question of handling it that way.
We all know the answer to that.
Go ahead, man.
Yeah, it's not worth it. We all know the answer to it. It wasn't worth it. He realized that now. It wasn't worth it. He should have did it differently. From my understanding, it is alleged that he admitted himself to some hospital to seek help.
That is the word.
Yeah, and it's also alleged that I Am Legend is going to be scrapped for now.
Yeah, I kind of figured that. Well, yeah, it's lined up with everything else. On the flip side of that, Chris Rock won't talk Oscar slap until he gets paid. Chris Rock has shed a smidge of light on how he feels about Will Smith slapping him at the Oscars, but says he won't reveal more until he receives one thing, cold hard cash, allegedly. Comedian told a live audience Friday that he would not be talking about the Oscars until he was compensated, presumably meaning somebody ponying up for his exclusive account. According to a report, which he detailed in his set in Indio, California, in a material reference as Chris continues his national comedy tour. Here's what Chris reportedly said in full, quote, "I'm okay. I have a whole show. I'm not talking about that until I get paid. Life is good. I got my hearing back. The strange thing is, if Chris means he's waiting on a network of sort to pay him for a sit-down, you got to imagine he and his team have already been approached by every broadcast company in the game at this point. Maybe they just haven't offered enough." Of course, another slightly more sinister way to interpret his remarks, perhaps he's talking about civil lawsuit against Will Smith, where he could potentially get paid that way too. Or he might just be joshing altogether. It's unclear how serious his comment is, but considering the context, Chris seems to be in good spirits and carrying on well. In any case, the Desert Sun has more deets about what's in Chris' set, and it's interesting. Smart man. Smart on his
camp. Of course.
Stay quiet. Do your set. Do what you got to do. At the end of the day, my prediction is either going to be Gayle King or Oprah Winfrey, who's going to have a sit-down interview with him first. And then the flip side of that, it is either going to be Gayle King or Oprah Winfrey who's going to interview Will Smith. So Chris Rock going to come first, get his point of view, because he's been quiet. After that, then months later to maybe almost a year later, then I can see one of those two interviewing Will Smith, getting his opinion, what was he thinking, and so forth and so on. So it's going to be interesting going forward, Chris Rock's account of everything. But him and his team are playing it really, really smart, playing it close to the vest. And, it's going to be – look, a lot – the movie, put it this way. The new movie roles that have come out for Will Smith might go towards Chris Rock now, to be honest with you. Not the I Am Legends and Bad Boys, no. Not the staple films, but the new scripts that may come out that was maybe for him, maybe for Smith, might go to Rock. You never know. And I've seen Rock do serious stuff on Fargo last season, and he did a pretty good job. So that money that's there, that opening that's there, not just for any actor in general, but for Chris Rock to step in, I'm like, hey, fuck, I'll do it. So all this, like, the Bad Boys thing, that's done. The I Am Legend thing, that's done. Any sequels to that, that's done. But the new scripts, I was like, hey, this will. Let's see if Chris may want it. You never know. I don't think a lawsuit is good. Like, there's no need for that. You're gonna get paid regardless. You don't even do that. He's done. Everybody knows he's wrong. You don't need to sue him. You gonna get your money.
Let me ask you this. Because he's not talking right now, do you think there's a possibility that it may be a civil suit coming? Because his lawyers may have advised him not to say nothing about it yet?
Anything's possible. I say no. Because you're going to get money. You're going to get that cash regardless. Like, you could have. And then what's going to, because the backlash is, why wait this long? Why didn't you just do it right away? Why didn't you just press charges? Why didn't you just do this when it happened? Why wait almost close to your middle, almost 3 weeks, 2 to 3 weeks, almost going to a month? To say something. Why not just do it? Why just sit on it? That's a bad thing. But he's going to get paid regardless, because I'm sure everybody wants his story, you know, wants his point of view and everything.
Oh, of course.
This is far from over. And at the end of the day, it's all due to one person who just couldn't know how to control himself. That's it.
Yeah, well.
That's it.
Yeah, he's definitely going to get paid. And, you know, again, if there's no civil suit that's pending, then, yeah, he's a smart man. You know what? If you want me to talk about it, show me the money. And I'll talk. Other than that, I'm not speaking unless you do it.
Because if you do a civil suit, you can't talk about it. You can't talk about it. That defeats the purpose. So at the end of the day, if they're smart, and I think they will be, and I don't think there will be a civil suit, but anything can happen, I think he'll more so, like, nah. Because he wouldn't – here's the thing. He had a chance to press charges, and he didn't. So why bother suing him? So what's the difference? Like I said earlier. So if he didn't press charges, he's not going to sue him. He's going to, like, you're going to pay me for my point of view, and that's what's going to happen. And like I said, either Oprah, who got that type of bank, or somehow Gail King will convince CBS Network or something to do it. That's my opinion. It could be somebody else, but those two just stand out more of them doing it. Oprah first and her best friend Gail King. So, he's not going to sue. He's not going to sue. It's going to come down. Who's going to pay the most to hear him talk?
Of course. That's smart. That's a businessman. Now, all his concerts right now is basically almost sold out, or if not sold out already. So he's a hot commodity right now. So if I was a movie production companies and all, I would utilize him now while he's still hot.
Yeah.
I would.
First of all, he's going to be hot going forward, because I would whatever script they got now, they might tweak it. They might be talking to him now about it, for all we know. But going forward, he's going to remain hot. He just is. You can't look at him without knowing what happened. Period. That's good and bad at the same time. Because every time you see Will, you remember he smacked Chris Rock. Didn't see Chris Rock? You remember he got smacked by Will Smith? Mm-hmm. That's unfortunate.
Right.
That's unfortunate. Period. That's unfortunate. So whatever script they have telling for him, they got to have to rewrite it, and that's not an easy task. To do it right away, they might have to rewrite it to fit Chris Rock, period. Again,
right.
Not talking about the Bad Boy 4, not talking about the I Am Legend, talking about the more organic scripts, more original scripts, so to speak, that anyone can jump in there. They just might have to, like, this, you know, when you're writing, you visualize someone, you might have to just strip that down and redo the character over again, because that person might bring something different than you expect Will Smith to bring. But like I said, Smith did it to himself at the end of the day. Going forward, who knows what he's going to do the next 10 years, film-wise. It's still television and other things, but some said 10 years is excessive. Do you think it's excessive?
I think it is excessive. I mean, you know, maybe, you know, 2 to 3 years I would give, maybe, for that. But 10 years, that is excessive to me. You know, that's, you know, again, you said he's 53 or 54 now, depending on when his birthday runs.
Yeah, he did.
By the time, you know,
he's
53. Yeah, it'll be 63 when the ban is over, and that's a little excessive. I think that they're going to lift it earlier, sooner than, you know, the 10 years. He's going to have a sit down with them. He'll probably assure them that this is not going to happen again, and they'll probably lift it. You know, I don't think it's going to go all the way to 10 years. In my opinion, I don't think it's going.
I think it will.
Yeah.
I think it will.
You think so?
Yeah, they got to make an example out of him. And ain't no better example than to make it out of a black man in Hollywood. I think it will. If they do it early, it'll be close to the 10 years. It'll be by the 8th or 9th year when they decide not to. It's not going to be anytime soon. It's not going to at least be in the first 5 years. No way in the world. No way in the world. Again, you embarrassed a huge franchise, and all they can talk about is that moment. Nothing else in that moment. Now you got to look. You got to look outside of it. You can lose sponsors. Networks might not trust you anymore. All that. Anybody who's stopped, all that is affected by that one slap. So whatever hit they might be taking on the back end, or nominations for the Emmy Awards for Best Variety Show, they might not get because of that slap. All types of shit. All types of stuff. So they're going to make an example of him. I see him doing the full 10 years.
Yeah.
If they do come up short, it'll be close to the 10. It'll be close to the 10.
He's definitely not
going to
be able to.
Nine.
Right. He's definitely not going to be able to command that $20
million
now.
He's definitely not going to be able to lower it now. He dropped down to either 5 or 10 million. That's it. That's what's going to happen. He'll be in the millions. We're not the 20+, but he'll drop down to at least the 5 to 10 million, which is still a lot. But when you were commanding, especially as an African American actor, 20 mil+ a movie, including the incentives of being a producer or whatever, his production company, all that, all will take a hit because his name may be attached to it.
And it's unfortunate because I like Will Smith. I like, you know, watching him in movies and all that stuff. He's a great actor to me, to my opinion. And I like, you know, Chris Rock. So it's unfortunate that, you know, this misfortune, you know, is this incident that took place at the awards now going to affect his entire career, which, you know, it's tarnished his name, his money probably, maybe, you know, maybe more, you know, future roles out there. All that is going to be tarnished because of that one slap.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's unfortunate, you know. I wish him well, and hopefully he gets back on his feet and he gets back to the, you know, the position that he was in. But, you know, I just wish that he had to did it another way, and he had to just, you know, after the show or commercial break, took him backstage and spoke to him man to man. Not in front of the screen, in front of millions or billions of people and slapped him in, you know, like that. That was ridiculous. People who said that was that he did it for his woman, you know, he stuck up for the black woman. Again, I'm all for sticking up for your black woman, but that wasn't the way to do it.
Look, they're morons. They're morons. It's not about that. You got to look past that. No one's saying people. What they're saying is how he handled it. No one's saying what he did it for.
Mm-hmm.
That's not what the problem
right.
is. It's what he did at that moment on the biggest stage with the brightest lights. It's what he did, not why he did it. It's what he did.
Right.
That's it. He's a black woman. Yeah, y'all saying all that and moving y'all heads and snapping y'all fingers, but y'all, he did it for the black woman. But that black woman is going to be fucking pissed when he got scaled back the way they live because he's not bringing in the big checks because they're not want to work with him. And then what?
Mm-hmm.
Then what the hell you going to say? No one told you to go slap him in the face. What the fuck with us? What the fuck y'all going to say? So don't sit there and give me, he did slap him here. Yeah, all right. When y'all reduce that house down to a two-bedroom apartment somewhere, y'all can't keep up expenses because he's not in the big roles. Then, like I said, so don't give me that. It's at the end of the day,
here's the next question.
A real man, no matter what race, color, or creed, would have waited, hollered at him on the side, and then kept it moving, and no one would have known this would have happened unless one of them mentioned it. And this conversation would happen, and all this would never cease to exist if he did it that way. So going forward, like I said, I'm highly disappointed in him. I'm always going to be a fan. But everyone, at the end of the day, you know, look, he made a huge mistake, and that's that. I don't like people sitting high and looking low. He did something very stupid, and it's coming back to bite him in the ass in the worst way. And that's it. Hopefully, you know, what people like to see, in general, we love to see people downfall, but we love to see when they come back. People always love a comeback story, period.
Here's the next question
and
for you.
Wait. Go ahead. Get your question out. Go ahead.
Yeah. The next question for you. What do you think the future is between Will and Jada now? Do you think that they're going to last now, or is going to be Splitsville? You know, because now there's, I don't know if you read, but there's like a resurface, an old interview that resurfaced from, I believe, in 2018 that Jada allegedly stated that she really did not want to marry Will Smith, that she cried.
I don't pay attention to nonsense like that. I really don't. Mm-hmm. That's when the vultures attack and they bring up shit and dig up stuff. I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen. Their marriage is always a little awkward to me, so I don't know if they're going to stay together or not, or if she cried, or, you know, what's the point in that? I never understood why people dug that up. It wasn't an issue on March 26th, but all of a sudden on March 28th, it's an issue.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? All of a sudden they start digging up all their dirt and stuff. So since he slapped, everybody wanted to start digging up on him and start pouncing and all that, questioning shit and unloading and all that stuff. That's what we do. But like I said, like I was in the middle of saying, as much as we love to tear people down, we love to see a comeback. And I would like to, I can't wait to see his comeback because he's going to come back. He has to bounce back. He's going to bounce back in a major way, and that's what's going to happen. The other stuff about him, about them crying, her crying, not wanting to marry him, and all that stuff, I don't know. I can't speak on people's personal lives. I really don't know. And even if I did know, I really don't know. Who's to say? My thing is, hopefully, at the end of the day, career-wise, he can bounce back and try to get past this, and him and Chris Rock can squash that, have a conversation like men, not in front of everybody, but
that's what I want to see.
You don't have to do that in front of cameras. Just do it as real life civilians would do, and even do, you know, talk it out. And, you know, if they choose to do it in front of cameras, that's it. But I don't want to see that. We don't need to see that. Because to me, I find it staged. If they did it already and it came out and was like, we hashed it out and no one is not on camera, then cool. But if we have to do a big thing where here's Oprah with Chris Rock sitting across from Will Smith, that's staged to me. Just do it now. Just do it whenever. Off the book, off the cameras, off the social media, have that one-on-one from there.
Mm-hmm. I hope they did that already. I hope they already did that.
I hope that
they actually met with one another and you know, or that's in the works. I'm hoping so because I don't want them to keep that animosity towards each other. I want them to be cool again and hopefully work together in a future film or something. You know,
you got to remember, it's not them. They got people around them. So although Will might want to reach out and although Chris might want to, there are people like, no, don't do it now, wait. So that's the messed up thing. Also, their entourage or their quote-unquote team might be telling them now is not the right time.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So I think once Chris maybe near the interview or after whatever he does interview, whatever it is, he might come out and say, hey, we did or not. But I'm telling you, their teams, 9 times out of 10, are saying, don't say nothing. Don't approach them. Don't say nothing. Talk about Will Smith. And Will Smith's team might be like, get your head right first, and then we'll see what he says. Because they don't know what – he could apologize to Chris, and Chris could come out still shitting on him. So,
yeah.
I don't know. It's crazy. It's something to keep an eye on going forward and see what happens. Like I said, they might wait to see what Chris is going to say first before anything. But, again, when you got a team full, you got a team of people around you, your decision is not really your decision. It comes from, like, just who your PR, your manager, lawyers, like you said, lawyers. It's not really them. They might want to individually as civilians, like, yeah, let me, you know, whatever. But the team's like, nope, hold out. Let's get this money, or don't wait. Get yourself right first, Will. Don't say nothing yet. You never know.
Yeah.
That's the only time to tell. But I can't wait till that comeback story happens. Speaking of comeback, we'll be right back here on NYPD Team Radio. A lot more stuff to get into. We still got the all-female playlist. I still have a lot of songs to go through today. Stick around. NYPA Entertainment Radio.
Bring the beat in.
Thank you. come home.
Yeah, yeah.
When you tell them all your friends.
Yeah, yeah.
But you never understand my love. About this relationship, and I wanna know, is it as good as it gets? Cause we've been through the first time and the best time, but it was our time, even if it was our time. How they been looking at me, smiling at me, laughing like we wasn't happy, but not knowing that we're growing and we're getting married. Hard loving and straight thugging, bitch, I ain't doing this shit for nothing. I'm here to get it popping, hopping, let's ride out in the Benz, head blowing in the wind, sun glistening on my skin. Hey, I'm nasty. You know me, but you still gon' fuck with your baby.
The
way you walk, the way you move, the way you talk, the way you stare, the way you look, the style your hair, the way you smile, the way you smell, it drives me wild.
And I can't go on without you.
Now people loving me and hating me, treating me ungratefully, not knowing that they ain't making or breaking me. My life, I live it to the limit and I love it. Now I can breathe again, baby, now I can breathe again. Now people screaming, what's the deal with you and so-and-so? I tell them niggas mind their business, but they don't hear me though. Cause I live my life to the limit and I love it. Now I can breathe again, baby, now I can breathe again.
Tired of being alone.
Yeah, yeah.
You're arguing on the phone.
Yeah, yeah.
You're telling all your friends.
Yeah, yeah.
We're here to rock. Times like ours could never be stopped. See, it's three of us, and I know we're fresh. Party rockers, non-stoppers, and our names are deaf. C, the J is for just, the other for damage. The F is for fresh, A-N-D, deaf. Behind the turntables is DJ Train. Mixing and scratching is the name of the game. Now, here's a little something about nosy people. It's not real hard, it's plain and simple. Baby D. Supersonic. Supersonic. Supersonic motivating rhymes are creating. And everybody knows that JJ Fast devastating. We know you like a girl, so you better get thorough. Cause we are the home chicks that are rocking your world. Supersonic. Supersonic. Supersonic is a word when people start to listen. Especially bigger people, they pay close attention. You might not believe it, you might not even buy it. But when it comes to our lady, you might even try it. Supersonic. Supersonic. Now all you supersonic people try to bite our rhyme. You may think that you are deaf, but you're way behind. So you better listen good to what we have to say. Cause when it comes to JJ Fad, you can get no play. Supersonic. Supersonic. Now from coast to coast. My man can cut and scrap, but I don't mean to boast. He may be a little light, but that's okay, cause when he cuts to the beat, it sounds this way. Hit it! Supersonic. Supersonic. Yeah, it's finally my turn to rock the mic, because my devastating beats, I know you will like. You see, my beatbox is fresh, it'll blow your mind. And if you don't like my beats, I'll go big in your behind. Supersonic. Supersonic. Now you party people know what supersonic means. We didn't try to brag, cause JJ Fat is just too clean. Now baby, don't you know that our rhymes are so bionic? Don't listen too hard, don't be supersonic. 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 You see, the S is for super and the U is for unique. The P is for perfection and you know that we are freaks. And the R is for rap. So tell those nosy people just to stay the hell back. Supersonic. Them big everlasting ears. Supersonic. They can hear what I say faster than I can say. Supersonic. They better chill. Rock, rock. It's like supersonic. You ran out of words. Hit it, baby G. I'm like skinny down, said I know what's in the indicated. That's rock is down, fake a ticket man. And you made them R's up and R's heavy. Everybody say I'm happy. If you try to hang with me, you should find it too. I'm always rocking, never stopping, devastating, revelated. When I'm on a microphone, I see that all these irritated figures are different. Everybody say I'm different. There's no other angel lover. Everybody know I'm covered clientele. It's a pearl. Everybody know I'm jail. To the beat, so you can tell. Everybody know you fail. I'm a llama, 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 dooming. I'm a seaman. I'm a llama, llama, dooming. I'm a llama, llama, seaman. I'm a llama, llama, dooming. I'm a llama, llama, seaman. I'm a llama, llama, seaman. I'm a dooming. I'm a llama.
Welcome back to NYPA Entertainment Radio. I told you I was going to get it for you guys. JJ Fat, as corny as they are, or as they were, I had to put that on an all-female playlist because clearly at the end she wasn't saying nothing. She clearly said, nama, 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 nama. She was not saying a word, was just mumble rap before mumble rap came out. God awful. These little girls cannot rap for shit. They could not rap for shit. But I had to put it on the playlist because I told you I would a couple of months back when we talked about JJ Fad. That's the only song I knew. Horrible. Horrible. Couldn't rap. No cadence. Nothing. But it was a hit. It was a hit. I don't know why, but it was. It was a hit. JJ Fad, my God.
I didn't even remember the song. I didn't even remember the song, to be honest with you. I didn't even remember the song, to be honest with you.
Well,
I didn't even know who rapped it until. I did remember. Obviously, I probably wasn't listening. I didn't remember the song.
Wow.
Just being honest.
Wow.
I don't remember the song.
You don't remember JJ Fad only song. Wow. Woo.
I mean, I know JJ Fad, but I can't. If you was to ask me or put me on a quiz to name a song of them, I would not have known.
You might not did the show today, but we like Supersonic's the only major hit they had. They played it all the time. Oh my God!
I don't remember.
Wow, you lose a lot of points. Wow, you don't remember.
Hey, you know what? I'll accept losing that point. Only because of the song.
Wow.
I'll accept that.
You were around during that era. You was of age. They played this song.
No, I know that. I know that, but I just don't remember the song.
Wow.
It wasn't. I guess it wasn't worthy enough for me to really. Listen, I guess it wasn't worthy enough for me to really listen to it. You know, you like some songs and you don't like some songs. Songs that I don't really like, I really don't listen to. I don't remember the song.
I really don't. That's what makes them stand out even more. Because you don't like
listen.
It. You don't want to hear it. Wow.
I don't remember the song at all. At all.
Man. Mm-hmm. Welcome back.
I'm glad I lost some points for that.
Wow. Like I said, first Doja Cat, now it is. Oh, my gosh. So, like I said, top of the show, no show. As I said earlier, no show next week. We back up April 24th. So no show next week. Wow. All right, we got a lot more stuff to get into. T.I. goes off on comedian Lauren Knight over sexual assault jokes during open mic. T.I. is not wasting time to slam those who made fun of his life. The Whatever You Like rapper went off on comedian Lauren Knight after she made jokes about the sexual assault allegations made against him and his wife, Tiny Harris, a.k.a. Tamika Cottle. On Monday night, April 4th, the 41-year-old hip-hop star got into a heated exchange with a comic during an open mic session at our Bar ATL. In the clip shared by, in a clip that was shared on social media, the rapper could be seen snatching the comedian's mic as he denied the accusations and reminded the audience that the assault case was allegedly dismissed in Los Angeles court. Quote, there was no effing crime. There is nothing to charge me for or my wife, whose real name is Clifford Joseph Harris Jr., said on the mic before Lauren attempted to interject. He said, shut the fuck up for a second. Hey, listen, no. As many times as you joke on that shit, I'm going to check your motherfucking ass long as it takes. When you stop talking about it, when you stop playing with me and mine, I'm going to stop saying something. And Angry T, I continue, ain't no fucking case. Ain't never been no motherfucking case, he insisted, because I ain't did nothing wrong and my wife ain't did nothing wrong. And you keep on playing with me, I'm going to motherfucking continue to confront you publicly and verbally. Shortly after T.I. called her out, Lauren said to the crowd that she didn't believe the assault allegations leveled against T.I. and Tiny. T.I. is innocent. I truly believe it. She said, give it up for him. There is no charges. However, T.I. wasn't happy as he began shouting and told Lauren to stop playing with him. Defending herself, Lauren stressed, this is not a rap battle. This is a motherfucking comedy show. And be clear, if I want to make jokes about something, I'll make jokes about something. Absolutely, you're not going to tell me to shut the fuck up in my shit. This is my shit. Let's be clear, Lauren continued. T.I. then walked on the stage and hugged her. Weird. Then on Tuesday, April 5th, Lauren turned to her Instagram page to address the heated incident. I'm talking about marriage and shit. He keeps cutting me off, telling me to shut the fuck up, calling me all kinds of bitches, heckling me, she claimed. So I'm like, all right, come on, stop playing with me. It's crazy. Like, you keep going, and I can't say nothing to you. Lauren at the T.I. began telling her to take off her wig and refused to stop. She also described his behavior as harassment. I said, all right, I'll take my wig off when you speak on the allegations. Nobody was tight except for him. Nobody called him a rapist, Lauren recalled. I responded to him telling me in a room full of people to rip my wig off and made a joke just like he did. So if you got a problem with it, not mine. Quote, listen, you can't be a heckler and get mad when you get a response. I stand on what I said. I love comedy. Lauren captioned her post. Make sure you got the whole story before you believe just anything. I said it before. I'll say it again. Two things. Number one, you can't go toe-to-toe with a comedian unless you are a comedian. Yeah, and he's not a comedian. And I'll get to that in a minute. But the way he did it, again, you don't do it that way. You wait, you go off the stage, pull her to the side, talk to her, correct her that way. Because now you look like a fool. You look like an asshole coming at her like that. I seen the video. It's just like, dude, if you're supposed to be a real G's don't act like that. You wait till off stage and talk to her. Simple as that. If she choose not to listen, then you go from there. But you don't handle it that way. That's one thing you don't do. Not that way. It's just it's going to come to the point where, going forward, and I mean this, where when people do comedy, it's going to be extra security there. Because now you got people just stepping up to him, whether it's walking through the stage getting slapped, whether it's pulling the mic for a moment, cursing him out in front of a room full of people. It's going to get that way because now people seeing us like, well, they do it, I'm going to do it. I don't like a joke. You talk about me in front of a crowd full of people. Somebody's going to do a copycat thing and run on stage or whatever.
That's already been going on.
It's ridiculous. on how he handled it at the end of the day. He could have did a better job. Going like the Will Smith thing, he could have handled it a better way. He could have handled it a better way. And if you know it's not true, talk to her later on. Call her the next day. Have a phone conversation with her. And then go from there. But that made him look more stupid than ever. Simple as that.
Yeah. As you know, comedians go through this all the time. This is not the first time that this has been going on. I've seen old clippings of people running up on stage because they couldn't handle the comedian making jokes on them and actually swinging things or wanting to fight with them or, you know, I've seen that happen in old clippings. So this has been going on for years of you know, the hecklers down, you know, in the audience getting trashed by the comedian, and they can't take it now, so they jump on stage ready to fight them. You know, that's been going on for years. Yes, there should be more security at the comedy shows for situations like that because, again, you know, somebody's going to get seriously hurt, whether it's the heckler or the comedian, you know, and we don't need that, you know. We don't need to see that. We just want to go there and see a nice comedy show. You know, if you don't have if you can't take a joke on you, then you shouldn't go to a comedy show. Watch it on TV. I've been to comedy shows where I walked in late. Wrong thing to do, walking in late on a comedy show while a comedian's on stage performing. And I walked up there to the front stage, another no-no. I walked in late and walked in the front row and sat down. What happened? The comedian cracked on me that entire night. The entire night I was his subject. But I took it like a person, you know, it's all jokes. And after the show was over, the comedian came to me and said I was a good sport, gave me a pound, and we went on our separate ways. If you don't have it in you, don't go to the show. That's what comedians do. They're going to tell jokes, and they might, you know, scan the audience and find somebody to joke on. They're going to do that. But, I've seen in the past where people jumped on stage and, you know, wanting to fight a comedian. When Stan Strong was alive, he and I and a couple other people were promoting comedy shows throughout the city. You know, we were doing it at the Symphony Space Theater first, and then we were doing it at the Bay Plaza Movie Theater. We ran out of a movie theater, one of the theaters, and they would set up a stage up front, and we would have all types of comedians come in, you know, where we, you know, and I'm talking about, you know, names that you never heard of and names that we heard of that we had on stage. But nobody there, we didn't have the security there, but the people were there. They took the jokes. They laughed. Everybody went home happy. So what T.I. did, that was, you know, as you said earlier, that was foolish of him. He could have handled it a little differently and moved on. You know, I understand his plight. You know, he wasn't convicted of it. Everything was dropped. He wanted that wiped off off his name. But people is going to continue joking about it, so he's going to step to everybody's face if they joke about it. He's not going to win that battle.
Well, there's another battle he loses. T.I. gets booed during comedy show at the Barclays Center in Brooklyn.
Yeah.
So April 9th, April Fool's Comedy Jam, made its way to Brooklyn at the Barclays Center, featuring comedians Rip Michaels, Nick Cannon, Ha Ha Davis, Eddie Griffin, B. Simone, Tony Roberts, Bruce Bruce, Michael Blackson, Joe Torre, and Jacob Williams, plus performances by Lil' Kim, T.I., Moneybagg Yo, and music by DJ Envy. Clips from the event show T.I. hitting the stage not to perform but to do comedy. Apparently, the crowd wasn't really into it, giving him boos during his set. Doing an interview with Michael confirmed Tip was going to be in Brooklyn. Angry T.I. is going to be there, and whatever you do, don't make any sexual allegations about T.I. because apparently he'll rip your wig off or whatever, he said, referencing his incident with Lauren Knight.
that happened on Monday. He then explained that he had a joke about T.I. that he wasn't too fond of. Women who listen to their best friends and have it at a girl since T.I.'s wife was pretty. I said was pretty. I used to love her when she was an escape, but he got so mad it turned into this whole thing. Michael said he says he apologized to him and scrapped the joke, commenting that he's an intimidating, intense dude. Now, let's back up. Number one, let's make this look at this lineup here. Number one, get rid of Nick Cannon and his lineup. Rip Michaels, never heard of him. Get rid of Nick Cannon, he's whack. Ha Ha David is funny. Eddie Griffin is on the is whatever. B. Simone, she is good. Tony Roberts is funny. Bruce, Michael Blackson, Joe Torre, we know. I'm not too familiar with Jacob Williams. T.I., you should not try to put yourself up in that lineup of veteran stand-up comedians at all. Don't do that. And you want to do it in Brooklyn? Are you serious? Well, you haven't really honed your skills yet. Just because of a couple of your drunk cousins and friends in Atlanta laugh at your shit and a hole in the wall in your neighborhood does not mean you could take a big stage in a Barclays Center and make Brooklyn laugh. No way, nay, nay, uh-uh. You're not even, no, don't do that. You deserve to get booed to humble yourself because that's a real crowd, a New York crowd. You don't come there and think your jokes are going to be funny. So he deserved that. Now, the joke that when he got mad at Rip Michaels about calling his wife ugly pretty much, yeah, he did. Yeah, I would be mad too. Like, Like, you talking about busting on my wife and calling her ugly in front of me? Yeah, I would be. I'll probably be mad at that too. You know, they apologize. We didn't see what happened. This is like all behind the scenes or whatever, which as it should be. But yeah, I mean, yeah, you can't just demand his wife when he's standing right there. That's kind of you know, he went in on his wife. You know what I mean? So. It's a lot worse going to happen. He has apparently has a temper on him, too. So, but he shouldn't be doing comedy at all. He shouldn't be. Or if he's trying to do it, he got to work his way up. Just because you are T.I. and you know people doesn't mean you have to be always take the big stage and perform. He's not ready. He's not. Have you seen any of his routine?
I haven't seen any of his routines. I don't know how. His routines are, you know, but I've heard about the comedy show and him getting booed in New York. And everybody knows New York is one of the hardest crowd to please. Mm-hmm. It's one of the hardest. They'll boo you fast. You could come out with one line and they'll boo you right away without hearing the rest of your content.
No, you can say, what's up, everybody? Boo, boo. Oh, yeah, what's up, everybody? We've seen it happen at the Apollo. Comedian come out on the stage, what's up, everybody? Just boot him. He didn't say nothing but what's up. Like, hey, that's it. By that time, he started his joke, they already booed him. He said, what's up, everybody? We've seen this numerous times. You got to come with it. And he's just not that dude.
Listen, he should have started out in a smaller scale and worked his way up. You know, start off on a small scale, to, you know, like local venues to hone your skills. You know, see what they like and what they don't like, but you jump in the big league right away. It's not the way to go. You don't jump in the big league right away. So he's feeling it right now. You know, of course, some other city may laugh at it and may accept it, but not here in New York. And I'm sure they're not going to do it in Philly.
No.
I'm sure they're not going to do it in Pennsylvania. Not, if they don't like it, I'm sure they're going to boo them the same way.
Yep. Yep. He's full of himself because of his name. And he, like I said, because he had a couple of drunk cousins and friends, some hole in the wall in Atlanta, laugh at your joke to make you feel better. And they've been stroking his ego. He thinks he's the shit. He thinks he's the best thing since Dave Chappelle. And Brooklyn reminded him, like, nah, you're a cornball. You're a cornball. You got to work on your craft a little bit more. And that's when it comes out.
Yeah.
Your crap.
Yeah. I don't know what he was thinking, you know, but to jump in a big lead like that with, you know, some heavy hitters in there. Let's just imagine. We got Eddie Murphy you know, or, you know, one of the other big comedians, let's just say Eddie Murphy, we're going to throw his name out there. He's the headliner. Open up for him, T.I. No, that's not going to work.
No.
You don't throw him in there with a big name like that, who's known as a comedian. He's a veteran.
Right. Yeah, yeah. Yep.
T.I., sit back, do a little small venue, see what they like and what they dislike, what they don't like. Remove that from your get, and then keep it moving.
And keep it moving. Work your way up like everybody else did. They had to earn that spot.
Yeah, yeah. Fucking T.I. What do you want to get into?
Mike Tyson has entered a different kind of business of making gummies, which was unexpected from a former heavyweight champion. Moreover, the product is said to make a huge loss after Mike Tyson suggests Will Smith to try the gummies. Tyson and the WWE legend were discussing on the violent incident at Oscar in the podcast of Hot Boxing with Mike Tyson, which will be released in public soon. There have been numerous opinions on the, of course, we still talking about the Will Smith, I don't know why, incident of the Oscars, and so did Flair. According to reports in Mirror, Ric Flair said, if I didn't like a remark for any reason whatsoever that somebody said about my wife, I would be punching them, not slapping them. That sounds like something Ric Flair would say. If those who don't know who Ric Flair is, he's definitely a wrestling legend out there. Look him up if you don't know who he is. And Tyson added spice to the statement by saying it wouldn't be more than one punch, too, while discussing Smith. See, they're adding fuel to the fire. I mean, violent up there on stage is not the way to do it, as we spoke. So I disagree what Ric Flair and Tyson are saying right now. While discussing Smith's violent act, Tyson addressed funny advice to Smith. He said, I think Will needs to eat some of these mic bites and just chill out. It's okay. All right, Mike Tyson advised Smith to try some of Mike Bites gummies, which will help Smith to keep his temper calm. It was a piece of funny advice from Tyson to Smith, which subsequently promoted his brand. And it goes on and on and on and on. And, you know, everybody know that Mike Tyson says that, you know, he's calmer now. You know, he smokes his weed. He eats his gummy. As I guess it's laced with weed and all. And, you know, that helps him to stay calm. He's at a different place right now. So, yeah, that probably would joke, but he probably was serious also. Take some of this and you'll be all right. So, but the violent that he spoke earlier between him and Flair, Ric Flair, I disagree with it. And, you know, the punching and all that stuff, throw that out the window. And y'all continue eating the gummies and keep your temper calm.
Yeah, I mean, I'm kind of confused with the article. I guess he's pitching his
he's pitching.
Weed
he's definitely
gummies
pitching it.
Stay calm.
He's pitching it.
Yeah. I mean, trying to make money, and I get it. That's the big thing now with the gummies and the edibles and the weeds and so forth. So, yeah, I don't know. But staying in that world.
But it has different effects on everybody, don't it?
I don't know. I never did. I guess so. I don't
never tried it either. I don't
know. It does. I'm sure it does. But this is what I – let me stay in it since they mentioned Will Smith, and I meant to bring this up. Jada Pinkett Smith's ex-lover calls out Entanglement Affair in his new song. I'm going to read this, and I'm going to say something about this guy. So August, I've seen an R&B vocalist with whom Pinkett Smith admittedly shared an extramarital entanglement appears to be exhuming the twisted details of the since bedded relationship of the new song Shake the World. Well, in the lyrics go, well, of course, some shit is bound to go down when you tangle up with the world's favorite. Alcina 29 sings on a track which he teased his verified Instagram page on Monday. His controversial lyrics come amid the chaos sparked by Pinkett Smith's husband of 3 decades, Will Smith 53, infamously slapped Chris Rock 57 for teasing the actress about her short hair during the Oscars on March 27th. Elsewhere in the song, Alcina, who forged an extremely close and public bond with Pinkett Smith in 2015, openly confessed to their romantic relationship in 2020, also makes reference to getting canceled after the leading lady confirmed their affair alongside a crestfallen Smith. But we all remember this, Red Table Talk in July 2020. Quote, I heard I was canceled, croons the musician on the track. Well, let's not speak on that. Red dot on my back. I became a target and I'm flawed, but not flawless. That's what makes me August. Corny. Digital detectives on Twitter were immediately able to decode Alcina's not so cryptic lyrics and are calling him out for reigniting the old flames of his and Pinkett Smith's fling. If August Alcina don't let the entanglement go, damn, that's probably why this shit ain't fucking with you. You're not talking like a Barbie scolded one cyber naysayer. I agree. He was quiet this whole time, and what's interesting is before and after nothing. During it, he's everywhere. I never heard this clown before. Never heard none of his songs, none of that stuff. But this is his claim to fame, and he's using it again to promote albums and songs. And like, how corny are you? If you're really talented, you wouldn't bring that shit up ever. You just let it go, write your songs, and perform. But your claim to fame is this. This is all you know. This is all you know. And that's sad. That is really sad because you can't let it ride. You can't just let it go. It happened. All right. You had your 15 minutes of fame 2 years ago. Now this comes up, then I got a new song about the whole thing. You're a fucking loser and a cornball who just need to give it up. Like, you just a no-talent hack who has no other talents but to pretty much make your career off of something that happened in your life years prior. You don't want to brought it up. Now you want to make songs about it. You don't want to get your hang your hat on it. And you only pop up when something is happening between them that you want to remind everyone. He's a cornball, man. At the end of the day, he's a cornball. I never heard none of his music. Have you?
I've heard one or two of his songs, and almost sound like a Chris Brownish, you know, type of music, you know. So it, you know, these artists all sound alike to me.
I'm stuck. You heard his, never heard of Doja Cat, and don't remember JJ Fad. JJ Fad Supersonic. Wow. Okay, I'm all over the place with you right now.
No.
We'll go to a music break when we come
back.
I'm
surprised you ain't haven't heard of him, and they played a song on the radio almost every day.
Nah, he's a cornball. I never heard Augustine. I don't listen to, like, music radio anyway. He's cornball. I never heard of, until he came out and started talking about he had an affair, which, of course, the Boost album sales, I think, didn't go anywhere. That's the first time I really heard of August Alcina. I've never seen him anywhere else. Never heard his music. Never seen him on social media. Never seen him at award shows. Nobody's video. Singing nobody's hooks. None of that stuff. At all. So I never heard that clown-ass dude before. But I just know he just hanging his hat on something. And if he sound like Chris Brown, then he ain't going to go far. He has no distinctive sound of his own. And he's still talking about stuff that happened years prior, let alone 2 years ago. I can see why he's sputtering in the mud right now, because he has no talent. Simple as that. He has no talent. But we have some people on this all-female playlist that has a lot of talent. We'll be right back. NYPA Entertainment Radio.
If you're one of us, then roll with us, cause we make the hipsters fall in love when we got our hot pants on and up. And yes, of course it does. We run in this town just like a club, and no, you don't wanna mess with us. Got Jesus on my necklace.
DJ, turn it up, 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 up.
DJ, turn it up, 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 up.
DJ, turn it up, up.
It's our party, we can love who we want, we can kiss who we want. walk with this tool we wear.
Red cars and sweaty bodies everywhere. Hands in the air like we don't care. Cause we came to have so much fun now. Tell somebody here might get some now. If you're not ready to go home, can I get a hell no? Cause we gonna go all night till we see the sunlight.
Timmy Radio live here on Blog Talk. Remember, you catch this show live every Sunday, 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. here on Blog Talk Radio, or you catch it on demand on any of the platforms like Blog Talk, and soon Riverside.fm, iTunes, Spotify, Pocket Cast, Overcast, Google, and so forth. With the exception of next week with no show, every show live every Sunday, I should say, back up on, as we get back to it, on April 24th. Tony Lanez handcuffed in court for violating order in Megan Thee Stallion case. Tony Lanez was handcuffed in court and had his bail increased after the judge ruled he violated the protective order in case with Megan Thee Stallion for talking about her on social media. Canadian rapper had a hearing this past Tuesday in L.A. where he was remanded into custody of the sheriff's department, and the judge set his bail $350,000. Prosecutors had requested he be held without bail, or at least set it at $5 million. We're told he's in the process of posting the $350,000 bail. The judge said Tory tweet, where he directly addressed Meg, quote, as you, was a violation of a protective order. He's not supposed to contact or mention her at all. Tory fired off that tweet back in February when he said, good D had me effing two best friends and I got caught. That's what I apologize for. It's sick how you spun it, though. Prosecutors also voiced concern about a tweet from DJ Akimetics from February, which read, breaking, it was revealed in court a few moments ago that Tory Lanez's DNA test was not found on the weapon in the Megan Thee Stallion case. Prosecution believes that info was given to AK from Tory's team. However, Tory's attorney, Sean Holly, said that wasn't possible because the DJ initial tweet was wrong. Tory's DNA wasn't on the magazine, and a sample from the gun wasn't inconclusive. About 15 minutes after posting his initial tweet, the DJ posted a new one which reflected the inconclusive findings. Of course, all this pertains to Tory's felony assault stemming from charges that he allegedly fired a gun in her direction and caused her great bodily harm, to which he pled not guilty. See, this is what happens. You just got to just shut the fuck up. Stop going on social media. You know you're not supposed to do that, and you're wondering why you're getting handcuffed and taken off and going to jail because you violated. It said no contact, no mention, and they do it anyway. And they get mad, and they wonder why. Like, why am I handcuffed? Well, he simply said, don't mention her. Bottom line, take the, like Will Smith said to Chris Rock, keep Megan Thee Stallion name out your fucking mouth. Stop talking about it. Stop tweeting. Leave her alone. Let it go. Let the case work out, because now you out a few $150,000. I don't know about you, but I love money, and I'm working hard for it. I'm not going to just put it on some, you know, you bail me out. That's going to turn something else, you know, invest it or travel or something. You out a few $150,000 because you wanted to be a tough guy and violate the deal of not talk about her. This is ridiculous. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't understand that, man. I don't get it. What do you think?
I agree with you. I don't, you know, it's ridiculous. I mean, you know, there's a protection out there to, you know, not mention anything of that person. Now, yes, it was alleged that Tory Lanez shot her in the foot. I believe it was the foot. You know, he denied it. You know, I guess it's still pending, if I'm not mistaken. You know, all that is still pending, I believe. But, yeah, he was ordered to stay away. He was ordered to seize any, you know, interaction or mentioning of her name. And I guess he just felt like, you know, hey, I can do it now. So I'm going to go on Twitter or social media, whatever, and say something to her. And, yeah, of course, they're going to get wind of it. She's going to see it. The law enforcement is going to see it, and they're going to come after you. And that's just what they did. They came after him. Now he's out of, what was it, 350 million? Not million, 1,000 or 250? He's out of a lot of money right now.
Oh, yeah,
he's out of a lot of money right now to post that bail. So he better not, you know, skip bail, because then he'll lose it all. He'll lose it all. You won't get it back. So,
that's true. Yep.
Be a smart man. Be a smart man. Just keep it cool. Shut up. Don't say nothing. Make your music or produce your music and continue living your life until this is all over with. That's a smart
thing
to do.
There you go. You summed it up right there. You summed it up right there. What else you want to get into?
Eddie Murphy is in early talks to play the Funkadelic man himself, leader George Clinton, in an upcoming biopic. Murphy also will serve as producer with Davis Entertainment, John Davis, Catherine Davis, and John Fox. They are tying down rights with the Rock and Roll Hall of Famer and Grammy Lifetime Achievement Award winner. And then they will set writers and shop the project. Murphy has a three-picture deal with Amazon that came after the success of Coming to America, and this is a passion project for him. Clinton is widely considered to be the godfather of funk, rivaling James Brown and Sly Stone as the foremost innovators in that musical genre. The film will tell the story of the iconic musician humble beginning in the North Carolina in the 1940s to the formation of his groundbreaking band Parliament and Funkadelics, and ultimately to become a major influence on artists of the hip-hop generation, including Tupac, Dr. Dre, Snoop Dogg, Ice Cube, Outkast, and Wu-Tang Clan, among many others. Murphy teamed with Davis on the Netflix film Dolomite Is My Name, which was a good movie. I like that. Mm-hmm. Which got him a lot of accolades, playing the unlikely black exploitation film star Rudy Ray Moore. He then followed with Coming to America, the sequel to the 1988 comedy classic, which I also like. Murphy next began production on the Kenya Barris directed Netflix comedy You People, in which he co-starred with Jonah Hill, that will be followed with Beverly Hills Cop 4 this summer as he reprises his Axel Foley role. Murphy separately was Emmy nominated for his long-awaited return to Saturday Night Live, the show that launched him in the early 1980s. This should be great to see him portray George Clinton. You know, I would definitely watch that. I mean, you know, after seeing, you know, Dolomite, where he played the characters, and all the other movies in the past where he played, like, many different characters in one movie, you know, this is going to be great. I'm definitely will watch it, you know, hopefully once everything is in place that they give them the rights to do the film. I'm hoping that they will, and I think they will do it. And you know, it's something that will definitely be a box office hit, you know, for Netflix. I'm sure you're gonna watch it.
Yeah, I heard about this like last week sometime. I didn't read the article, but I've seen it, and I think it's a good idea. It's, hey man, he being Eddie Murphy recently been doing has been old school Murphy. Everything he touched has been successful. Dolomite Is My Name was great. Coming to America sequel, solid. It was pretty good. And I want to see the Jonah Hill comedy. I think that's going to be funny too. But most importantly, I definitely want to see him do George Clinton. I want to see how he portrays that. And I'm sure, just talking to George Clinton alone and doing research, got some stories within himself. Because George Clinton is an out there cat that loves his weed and loves his little drugs. And I can imagine the stories just alone, trying to get him focused to tell his story, is a comedy bit waiting to happen. So I'm looking forward to that. Beverly Hills Cop 4, they're doing it smart, putting it on Netflix. I'm looking forward to that too. So, hey man, wait for just Eddie Murphy just to do the tour, and I'm there. I'll pay the high price ticket just to see him do it one more time, to see a legend touch the mic for possibly one last time. And he just turned 61 last week, which is like time flew by. Like, dang, 61. Remember, he was 18.
Yeah.
So
I know.
That to see him age and be a grandfather and all that stuff. And, hopefully within the next year or so, when everything kind of really clears up for good, I would love to see him in person touch the mic one more time. I think that'll be awesome. There's one person who won't be touching the mic this year at Coachella, and that's Kanye West. Kanye West out of Coachella amid reports he's, quote, going away. Kanye West has disappeared from Coachella lineup, leaving surprise feature artist Travis Scott without a stage. His vacancy means that the festival organizers must quickly replace the headliner of the two-weekend showcase, April 15th to the 17th, and April 22nd to the 24th in Indio, California. It's been confirmed that West would no longer be a part of Coachella amid the latest controversy with the Recording Academy, which barred the Easy rapper from performing at the Grammy Awards this past Sunday following the latest concerning online behavior. Was ultimately declined to show up to the ceremony despite earning two trophies, Best Rap Song for, quote, Jail, and the Best Melodic Rap Performance for Hurricane. He was nominated for three other categories, including Album of the Year for his gospel-inspired 2021 album, Donda. It's been reported this past Friday that West 44 had told ex-wife Kim Kardashian that he was, quote, going away to get help and would not be making any public appearances or inflammatory social media statements. The news came following the month-long smear campaign against comedian Pete Davidson, 28, and who's been dating his ex-wife, Kardashian, 41, for months. The 24-time Grammy winner has made his struggle with bipolar disorder public during the last few years. Meanwhile, the reason for his departure from Coachella was not shared, nor has it seen plans for Scott to return to the lineup in any other capacity. With that being said, with his dropout, The Weeknd wants the Kanye West paycheck. So The Weeknd wants Coachella they was gonna pay Kanye West $8.5 million. That's what The Weeknd wants. The Weeknd Kanye's West replacement as one of the headliners at Coachella Valley. I agree. RFS reportedly wants the same bag Ye would have received, or else. The Weeknd allegedly demanded that he be paid the same $8.5 million that was supposedly allotted to Kanye for the Coachella performance. Otherwise, the Hurricane singer says he won't perform at all. Hours prior, the Weeknd announced that he's headlining headlining with act Swedish House Mafia to replace the Donda rapper producer at the popular festival. According to reports, on Wednesday, Kanye West was given a deal of $8 million for the two Weeknd performances. Coachella also reported to pay $500,000 in production costs. The Coachella producers were caught off guard when Kanye backed out of the show. Despite the fact Jason Lee, Ye's head of media partnership, issued a statement earlier this week dispelling reports from Kanye's ex-wife Kardashian, the recent Grammy winner, seeking external help in regards to his mental health. They dismissed that. Other reports claim that he's his reasoning for backing out of Coachella was due to the fact that he wants to stay out of the public eye after all the drama with Pete and with Kim, and that he wants to get help. Now, you never know what anyone is saying, so forth and so on. But let's back up. The Weeknd. I like The Weeknd, but do you think anyone's going to pay him Kanye money?
Nope. He's not a bigger name than Kanye. Kanye is the bigger name. So that's why they was willing to pay him that much to get out there. He would draw more people in than Weeknd will. I'm not discrediting The Weeknd at all, but he's not on Kanye's level right now. I'm not saying that he's not going to get there, but right now he's not on Kanye's level. So for threatening, if you threaten it, for threatening to, I'm not going to perform if you don't, you know, pay me that amount of money, guess what they're going to do? They're going to let you go, and they're going to get somebody else in your place. That's what they're going to do. They're not going to give you that money. If they do, I would be shocked. I would be shocked, but they're not going to do it. They will let you go.
I agree. That's true. Excuse me. Yeah, that's true. Any way to cut costs, they'll get you way under that. You might get a nice, cool $1 or $2 million. Excuse me, but the $8 million? Nah, that's not happening at all. It's not going to happen. Just overall, with Kanye just leaving in general, if the reports are true, yeah, you know what? That's cool. Stay out of the limelight. Fall back a little bit and just get out of public eye, stay off the grid. I think that's very smart of him to do that. If that's true, just chill, get yourself together, spend time with your kids, or do whatever. But I like that idea. Just kind of just fall back a little bit, let everything cool off, get your head right, whatever that is that you need to do. I think that's a smart move. If the report is true, on that's the main reason why he decided to drop out of Coachella. So
right, and as we said, he don't want to hurt your money. I mean, he's now, you know, worth $2 billion. He's now worth $2 billion, according to the Forbes list. So whatever he's doing everything right for now, but don't ruin it. Don't ruin it. You know, so keep making that money. Keep rising. I mean, he's almost caught up to Oprah right now.
Yeah, this, you know what I mean? Like I said, yeah, just stay quiet, stay off the grid, focus on yourself, focus on your family. Let that shit go between Pete and Kim. Like I said, there's a lot of other finance women out there. Let that ride out. Just keep it moving. That's it. Just keep it moving. Let it go. All you're going to do is hurt yourself more when you open up and say something about that. Let them live. Just focus on yourself. That's it. And what we're going to focus on is these next few music tracks here on the all-female playlist. So stick around. NYPA Entertainment Radio. Be right back.
See, baby, I know you don't have to share a girl, but I am more than confident you won't ever have to search me streets for affection. I got you.
What kind of girl you like?
I know my looks can be deceiving.
Tell me, am I your type?
My main goal is to please you.
On the schedule tonight.
Am I the reason you'll be treated?
I hope you have an appetite. Tell me, will you come and spend the night?
My love is like,
whoa.
My kiss is like,
whoa.
My touch is like,
whoa.
My lips is like,
whoa.
My lips is like,
whoa.
My body's like,
whoa.
And you're kissing me, so what you think?
told that I've got too much pride. Dreamed of pinning to have you by my side. And my heart said all of you will see. Just don't live for someone until you live for me.
Don't you wish your girlfriend was wrong like me? Don't you wish your girlfriend was fun like me.
Shorty wanna jump in my Aston Van Jewish. Looking at me all like you really wanna do it. Try to put it on me till my black and bluish. You wanna play with a player girl and play on. Trip out the Chanel and leave the lingerie on. Watch me and I'ma watch you at the same time. Looking like you won't break my back. You're the very reason why I keep a pack of the Magnum. And with the wagon hit you in the back of the Magnum. For the record, don't think it was something you did. Shorty, you all on me cause it's hard to resist the kid. I got an idea that's dope for y'all. If y'all can get close, so I can hit the boat for y'all.
I understand. I probably be just as crazy about you if you were my old man. Maybe next lifetime, possibly. Until then, old friend, you're so ubiquitous, I hate me. Don't you wish your girlfriend was like me?
Oh,
don't you wish your girlfriend was a freak like me?
Like me?
Don't you?
Don't you, baby?
Don't you?
All right, sing.
Don't you wish your girlfriend was raw like me?
Raw.
Don't you wish your girlfriend was fun like me?
Big fun.
Welcome back to NYPA Entertainment Radio live here on Blog Talk. We're going to get the time. It's time to wrap things up. Let's do the shout-outs.
Yeah, shout-out to everybody who continue to listen to us, who continue to follow us, who continue to support NYPA Entertainment Radio. Continue to do so. Tell a friend to tell a friend. Shout-out to Cal, Philly, New York. As I say every week, new music, new topics that you want us to speak on, hit us up, nypaentertainment@gmail.com. Remember to always spell out the word entertainment.
Shout out to everyone near and far, New York, Philly, and so forth. Don't forget, no show next week. We're back up live on the 24th of April, which I believe is the last Sunday of April. Wow, time is flying by. Also, don't forget, we're wrapping things up slowly here on Blog Talk. We're moving to Riverside.fm. You will soon probably catch some bonus shows like you did the Kwame interview on Riverside.fm. Other guests and celebrities and so forth coming up. We got a Murderer's Row happening. Just getting the schedule down pat. So I'll keep you posted. So that's it, man. Enjoy your week. Be nice to one another. And we'll see you in 2 weeks here on NYPA Entertainment Radio. Show over.
Yo, I'm not a preacher, I just like making good music.
over. The show is over. The show is over. The show is over. I think I'm paranoid from the weed, Lord. Can you help me, please? Once more, I drop to my knees. Tell me, Lord, how could it be? Blinds of rain I've never seen. Tell me, Lord, why is it me? Is it cause I'm chasing dreams? Is it cause I'm chasing cream? Is it cause I'm close to each and every one of my enemies? Danger is my company. I swear I hate this industry. All women love the way I'm living. They know I'm unforgiving, heartless and deceiving. How am I still breathing? Scared of what I've seen. Still scared of what I'm seeing. Making me pick and choose who's win or lose. Even one of one, my mind is left battered and bruised. Choose. These niggas fruity like a pebble. I fly straight, I'm on my level. Sell your soul, deal with the devil. I'ma stay smoking this weed, man. The show is over, the show is over. Over. Having trouble finding the absolute meaning of life. Will I become a success? Can I find me a wife? These questions seem to get harder as they passing me by. But I won't give in to the pressure floating on cloud number 9. I'm just drifting away. These dreams keep me fueled to progress. This weight that I hold on my chest from packing on all of the stress. Throughout the daily grind, I seek to find a peace of mind. No wasting time, I need to climb up to the top to make this mine. Cause I control my destiny as I'm destined to be much more than a star. Can I line the journey is dark, but I'll find a source of light to help distinguish the goods and the evil. The benign and the lethal, the opaque and the see-through. Won't let my demons conquer all that I've built from within. Present my past with my future ambitions through paper and pen. It's more than words in the story that I relay to you. My heart is stuck in a bind while searching for proof of certain truth. As if a beast while the wind is blowing and grass is growing. Ocean waters are flowing with these cups of liquor we pouring. As the summers get hotter, winters get colder, I stay a soldier. My mindset for the future's never been bolder. You need a shoulder to cry on, then you can lean on me. We all go through trials and tribulations throughout the lives we lead. The scars are they are reminders of battles that I've won. Lessons I've learned and rules that I broke to teach to my future son. Cause I'll be damned if he grows to be an illiterate, ignorant, and belligerent person who doesn't give a shit. That's all the question for me as long as I'm still breathing. Culture, my morals, of society as he begins teething. But if I have a girl, she'll be my diamond and my pearl. Regardless of the cold-hearted nature amongst this cruel world, I'm just looking to be enlightened in this day and age with knowledge and wisdom to help me through all the pleasure and pain. The show is over, the show is over. The show is over, the show is over.